In a player, an apple holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has arrived in Russia ahead of an expected meeting with Russian President Putin. It's expected the meeting is to swap military goods and technology. ABC's Andy Field with more.
The State Department describing Putin's precarious position.
I think the fact that Russia is having to beg North Korea for military support speaks to the effectiveness of our sanctions and our export controls.
State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller reminding both Russia and North Korea any arms deal would violate UN resolutions and will be met with even tougher sanctions. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Amid a recent surge in cases, the FDA has given approval to updated COVID-19 booster shots. The CDC still needs to sign off, and if it does, shots could become available as early as next week. It's seen as a long-shot bid, but former President Trump's lawyers have formally requested that the federal judge overseeing his election conspiracy case recuse herself. This is ABC News. Some local authorities in New Mexico pushing back on the governor's recent emergency order that bars carrying firearms in public in and around Albuquerque for at least the next 30 days. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham issued the order, saying it was in response to a spate of gun violence. Some police officials, however, say they won't enforce it.
It's a public health order. Law enforcement leaders in New Mexico say their officers and deputies will not enforce. Around Albuquerque, Bernalillo County Sheriff John Allen says he will not take legal guns away from the public he serves.
The temporary ban challenges the foundations of our Constitution, but most importantly, it is unconstitutional.
The governor said state police would enforce it. It's unclear to what extent. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Rescuers in Turkey have successfully extricated American researcher Mark Dickey from deep within a cave after he suffered a medical emergency. Dickey suffered from stomach bleeding while more than 3,000 feet below the entrance. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee.
From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I'm a cereal strawberry abuser. If you are fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart, because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos. We should expect that stuff to be safe. Why does it make sense that corporations can poison the American people and we don't even know about it? Politically, there is a group who chooses to make sure that there are not enough dollars put into the Food and Drug Administration to check on these types of things.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about five
like a
minutes.
Week. Everyone was excited, and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this. Willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, Mike, of all the people that your wife knew in Two Rivers, did any of them have a Shetland pony?
Mike, you're a new listener. John, for some reason,
the only person in the history of Two Rivers that had a Shetland pony when he was a kid.
Star. He was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He was great. I'd come home from school, ride him. He's a great horse. And his Shetland pony, we had him. We didn't. It was great.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, same as it ever was, apparently, Dom. The happier happy hour. I'm feeling happy about it. And there's some breaking news. You shared it with me, your source, Molly Beck, the Journal Sentinel. I'm going to share the headline, Dom, and then we can talk about it. There's a lawsuit, and it asked the state Supreme Court to block Republican lawmakers seeking to impeach Janet Protasiewicz. And this lawsuit is being dropped by Tim Burns. Now, why should you know that name? Do you remember that name, Tom?
I certainly do.
Tim Burns
times.
Was a Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate. He unsuccessfully ran for the position, didn't win the primary. I believe he ran against, was it Dalit? Was it the Dalit race?
I believe it was. Yes.
And Ed Filone was the odd man out against Karofsky. But Burns has filed a lawsuit, as Molly Beck reports. Dom, thanks for flagging this one.
Oh, yeah.
A former Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate is asking the state's highest court to block Republican lawmakers from launching impeachment proceedings against a justice whose election in April flipped the court to liberal control. I was excited at the time, Dom. And it sets the stage for a new electoral map that could boost the number of legislative seats held by Democrats. That's what all the conjecture is about, right? She called the maps rigged and unfair. Now, Madison attorney Tim Burns, who ran for a seat on the court in 2018, filed a lawsuit today against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. We know that guy. Arguing an impeachment of a Supreme Court Justice, Janet Protasiewicz, would violate the constitutional rights of the voters who supported her during the spring election. Could I be a litigant in that suit? I voted for Janet Protasiewicz.
As did I.
Voss first floated the idea of impeaching Protasiewicz last month. He said Protasiewicz's comments during her campaign about the state's electoral maps being rigged require her to recuse herself from lawsuits filed by Democrats seeking to rewrite the maps to be less favorable to Republicans. That's a nice way of putting it, Molly Beck. But the Wisconsin Constitution does not outline avenues to impeach such officials over recusal issues. Even so, Voss and the Republican lawmakers have signaled the move could happen this year. Hell, it could happen this week.
A quote, Crudy. The votes of over 1 million Wisconsinites are about to be assigned to the dustbin of history by an un-American, anti-democratic power play by the Wisconsin State Legislature that is designed to and will simultaneously destroy judicial independence and the right of voters to effectuate political change in Wisconsin, Burns wrote in the lawsuit, which was filed directly with the Supreme Court. A Crudy. He goes on to say, it takes no law degree to understand that the legislature's threatened conduct violates the entire framework of the Wisconsin Constitution, which separates power between the branches of government and ensures judicial independence and the right of voters to effect political change. Now, this is interesting, Crudy. I mean, obviously, there's four liberals on that court, right? Could she judge on this case? Could they accept this case?
Would she recuse on whether or not to rule on her own impeachment? I suspect she would recuse, Tom. And I would wonder if Hagedorn wouldn't vote with the liberals if given the opportunity. Now, keep bringing up something called original jurisdiction. Now, should this go directly to the Wisconsin Supreme Court? Tim Burns, certainly smarter than I in this regard. He thinks so. I think that this is certainly a unique case. This is not something where the failure to act allows some harm to be done and then you have a district court, whatever. No, if Protasiewicz is impeached, this becomes a real-time action, anti-democratic. I can see the value of going straight to the Wisconsin Supreme Court or potentially the federal courts to block this action. I don't think you can wait for the harm and then take the lawsuit. But I could also see this being dismissed for lack of standing. And because there is no harm that's been done yet. You can't seek redress unless there's harm.
Well, you can just imagine the harm. Oh, that's but here's an interesting concept, though. If there is no harm, then why should Janet Protasiewicz recuse? She's not been harmed. She can vote on whether an action like this would be constitutional or not. Why not? You know what I'm saying? I mean, what's the last time Republicans recused from anything?
Never, ever, never that I recall. I mean, I don't want to be too blanketing, but never, ever, never. Not if it, you know, was for their benefit, Dom. Now, talking about Tim Burns, he did run as a liberal-leaning candidate, and he was outspoken about issues facing the state. A practice court candidates had largely avoided an official nonpartisan races until that point. I don't think he was the only one. In that race, if I recall, and we did broadcast Rebecca Dallet, now Justice Rebecca Dallet, from the Women's March in Milwaukee. And our friend Jocasta Zamarripa, formerly state rep, I believe she's an alder in Milwaukee now, she did the interview walking down the street in the march with Rebecca Dallet. And I thought that was pretty cool. And Dallet didn't hide from her advocacy for women's rights issues at that time. And of course, abortion wasn't illegal then in the state of Wisconsin. I feel quite confident that Rebecca Dallet would have expressed her personal opinion on that issue based on how she ran her campaign. And I thought it was refreshing. And I think Kurowski followed her lead. I don't think they hid from the issues. I think it was the fact that Republicans so clearly stand for something. They all join the same clubs, the Federalist Society, whatever. We're going to strip abortion rights. We're going to do this and that. And if you join this club, it's like the He-Man Woman Haters Club. You pretty much know they're not in it for women's rights. But the liberal candidates had always kind of been a little shy. Well, Tim Burns, less so. But I would also point out, Dom, I didn't feel like Dallet was very shy in her campaign. She maybe just didn't go full. I thought she was every bit as expressive of her opinions as was Protasiewicz, quite frankly. I'm trying to draw a distinction. I really cannot.
It's a good point. And I'm not clear that expressing an opinion is expressing judgment on a case that has not yet been before you. Obviously, that's a matter of interpretation. But given the way that the Republicans have, you know, addressed this issue in the past, I'm fine with it.
Now, during the 2018 race, conservative candidate Michael Skronik, if you'll recall him, Dom, question how Dalek could hear cases on water quality or how legislative lines are drawn because of comments she made on those issues. Well, wait, next, Robin Voss will be calling for her recusal time.
Right.
And Dalek questioned whether Burns could hear cases involving Governor Scott Walker because of his attacks on the Republican governor. Dalek shifted her approach as the campaign progressed by first declining to say who she voted for in the 16 presidential and later releasing an ad that said former President Donald Trump had attacked our civil rights. I don't think she was pro Donald Trump, Dom.
A couple other ways some of these candidates address these issues. In 2020, former Supreme Court candidate Dan Keller, remember that guy, appeared at Republican events, was endorsed by then President Trump, and set up his campaign headquarters at the Republican Party of Wisconsin office. I mean, you know what I mean? Justice Jill Karofsky, member of the court's liberal minority who defeated Kelly in 2020, said during the race she believes there are constitutional ways to put restrictions on guns, believes abortion should be a matter kept between a woman and her doctor, and champions collective bargaining. Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn promoted an endorsement by the National Rifle Association during his 2019 campaign for the court. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley in 2016 appeared in a campaign mailer wearing blaze orange and holding a shotgun. Judges and judicial candidates in Wisconsin are barred by state judicial code from making pledges, promises, or commitments, quote, that are inconsistent with the impartial performance of the adjudicative duties of the office about cases, controversies, or issues that are likely to come before the court. Pledges, promises, and commitments. Opinions are not pledges. Opinions are not promises, and opinions are not commitments.
Dom, a little bit farther in this piece at the Journal Sentinel, at the same time, the U.S. Supreme Court in 2002 ruled judicial candidates have a First Amendment right to announce their views on disputed legal and political issues. According to Robert Yablon, a professor and co-director of the State Democracy Research Institute at the University of Wisconsin Law School, the problem is when candidates are getting more specific about their commitments, he said. Yablon also pointed to a 2007 decision in the U.S. District Court in Western Wisconsin that concluded, here's a quote, an actual commitment to rule a certain way on a case, controversy, or issue likely to come before the court is required to be considered a violation of ethical rules governing judges' speech during a campaign. So the precedent says, unless you say, I will rule on the case this way, you have expressly and specifically enumerated rights to free speech in the U.S. Constitution, even as a judicial candidate. You can express your opinion. That's been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. Maybe Robin Voss has heard of them. Seems so proud of the six conservatives they've now impaneled there.
Pledges, promises, commitments, saying that the maps are rigged or saying the maps are constitutional, as Dan Kelly did, are not making a pledge. That is not making a promise. That is not committing to any action. That is expressing an opinion, and you have the right to do that. Robin Voss, you don't have the right to impeach Janet Protasiewicz because you don't like her.
Dom, you have the right to remain silent, but you never seemingly acknowledge that right and remain silent for any substantial period of time, even though
I gotta get my opinions out there, man. We want your opinions. What do you think? 844-967-2789. We pledge, we promise, we commit to bringing you the best damn radio we could possibly do. Join us on the phones, 844-96-PARTY.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Test your home for radon.
Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now. Mino and the Mayor.
What do you think of this team, Brady, with the new quarterback?
It's such a wild card because you go all the way back to Aaron Rodgers. What's been cool about my football experience is I've seen this. Aaron was a good player. Nobody ever expected him to become a first ballot Hall of Famer, especially under the circumstances of having to replace a Hall of Famer, which is rare.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WIS. And on the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy overnight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 52. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 63. Partly cloudy. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 46. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Low 60s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Upper 60s. Bright sunshine Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when we hear from you, our audience, at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, on the text line. And it's so easy to text us now. Just get the Civic Media app. And while you stream us, there's a little icon at the bottom and you can text us in real time. And it comes to my phone. And I believe Dom reads them occasionally as well. Here's the question. Will you really show up on Friday? Hell yeah. Have you, Dom, this Brody. Must be a new friend, new listener.
Obviously.
Because for 30 years, if we say we're showing up to party, we're at the party. You better bring extra beer. That's my point of view. Dom and Crute will be in Chippewa Falls this Friday for Oktoberfest. I mean, who doesn't want to go to Oktoberfest? I got the hotel rooms and everything. We're going to Wausau this Thursday. Now, I anticipated a studio show in Wausau, Dom, but we can go to the Dean Dome, we can go out to the bowling alley, we can meet people, we can have beers that night. And then also, Dana from La Crosse, our buddy. I love Dana. Dana's got a Devil's Advocates bumper sticker on his car. They don't even make those. Dana had it special ordered. That's how cool Dana is. Here's what Dana says. I put in my request to have off on the 29th. No word yet. I may have to quit my job. Dana in La Crosse. Dana, if I need to call the boss and put in a good word for you and say, we're coming partying, and I know it's Oktoberfest and they may need you, Dana, but you know, if you got to quit, you got to quit, man.
Bring the boss down. We'll be fine.
Bring the boss down. It'll be late in the day. You don't have to quit so much. It's just show up drunk.
A little early.
or duck out a little early. Depends
on if you're early, show up a little late, you know. I'm not gonna quit. I'm not gonna show up anymore.
Oh,
I'm just not gonna go.
Boss, I feel sick Friday the 29th. My arm's broken. 844-967-2789. Dom, there's also some quibble with the name of the tour. We called it the Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. You had the Fall in Love. I threw in the Hometown Tour because that's part of the Civic Media. We're the hometown radio restored, right? So that's a little nod of the cap to the mothership here.
Well, and we got the Fall in Love tour because we did the Summer of Love 1 and 2 or 3, and we didn't really get to Summer of Love this year. So it's the Fall in Love because it's going to be fall soon.
Fall in Love. Here's the question. Come on, dudes, says the text. Love is a drug tour.
Love is a drug.
Fall in Love tour. I think that's our crap-talking friend from Shorewood. He came and saw us at the Realm of Coin. It kind of started then, didn't it, Don? I mean, it was sort of an ill-conceived, quickly thrown together little shindig the night of the Republican Party debate at the Realm of Coin.
Realm of Coin.
And Terry was kind enough to accommodate, but Dom, with slightly more, but not a lot more forethought and contemplation and planning, we're going on the road for like 3 weeks straight, dude.
No, dude. Whose idea was this?
I think Sage mentioned something. And Sage, if the alternative
wasn't on the studio,
if the alternative is getting stuck in the office or going out partying with the people for every Oktoberfest in the state of Wisconsin,
what would you do?
Well, you know what I was going to do. Did we mention the Fall in Love Tour coming to a town near you soon? 844-967-2789. Let's get to our fair audience, at least the ones we like. Joe from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Joe.
Fall in Love Tour. That's such a beautiful thing. Just be perfect for t-shirts and hats and all that. Fall in Love. It's gorgeous. It's absolutely poetic and lovely. I think it's just go with it. It's.
I asked the team here, will there be special promotions? They said, well, why don't you guys get us started? The Fall in Love Tour. Apparently, it's a soft rollout here from Civic Media. It's just sort of a Dom and Crute production, one of those sort of deals.
It is beautiful, beautiful. I just wanted to respond. In your previous segment, you were talking about the lawyer from Madison who had run for
Tim Burns.
Court, who was, yeah, thank you. And within it, you asked the question, could he do what he's doing because there hasn't been actual injury yet in that the impeachment hasn't happened? I just wanted to mention that Matt Flynn in the his show was talking about this, and he said that you do not have to wait for injury. So if injury is imminent, which one could argue in this case, you can ask for what is called equitable release. So oftentimes a legal remedy has to do with monetary damages. In this case, an equitable release means, as I understand, and I talk like I know, like I'm a lawyer, but as I understand from reading it, is the plaintiff is asking the person who has committed the harm to either do an action to rectify it or not do something. So that's what it would be. So instead of waiting for injury, you can ask for equitable release, meaning that they would ask the legislature to stop what they're doing. And the mechanism for doing that, there are various kinds of equitable releases, but one is an injunction saying stop. That's an example of an equitable.
Oh, sorry, Joe. Dom, you had a thought?
No, I want to get Joe's opinion. Thank you for that specific contribution, Joe.
Can I throw something in on that line? Yeah, I look specifically at the Michael Kissick case. Michael Kissick went to the federal court seeking relief from the fascistic and unconstitutional arrest of the Solidarity Singers at the Wisconsin State Capitol. And while Kissick was never actually arrested, he sought relief because as a state employee, he feared being arrested and losing his employment. And Conley, the federal judge, actually gave him relief ultimately. Dom, sorry.
Now, Joe, real quick, what's your opinion then, if this were to happen, on Justice Protasiewicz's potential recusal of this this Burns case?
That's a really good question. I mean, since the Republicans don't have to issue any reason for their recusal, and you can have someone like other Republicans just having people in front of them that they've given them millions in campaign contributions, and Gableman wasn't required to recuse. I don't know why she should have to recuse. I think she's got more morals than they do, the Republicans do, so she's likely to recuse. But I would say if she wanted to go by the example of the Republicans, she would just go make me and bite me and let it go at that.
So, I like that opinion.
Just come back, 844.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has arrived in Russia ahead of an expected meeting with Russian President Putin. It's expected the meeting is to swap military goods and technology. ABC's Andy Field with more.
The State Department describing Putin's precarious position.
I think the fact that Russia is having to beg North Korea for military support
speaks to the effectiveness of our sanctions and our export controls.
State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller reminding both Russia and North Korea any arms deal would violate UN resolutions and will be met with even tougher sanctions. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Amid a recent surge in cases, the FDA has given approval to updated COVID-19 booster shots. The CDC still needs to sign off, and if it does, shots could become available as early as next week. It's seen as a long-shot bid, but former President Trump's lawyers have formally requested that the federal judge overseeing his election conspiracy case recuse herself. This is ABC News.
Mino and the Mayor.
We're talking with Tony Mandrich. You're talking about your alcohol problems. Jim kind of mentioned here during the break. He said, yeah, the coaches didn't do anything about it. And I said, didn't do anything about it. They were with the guys.
I mean, nobody forced anybody to drink. Drinking was just part of it. And it was kind of like that stereotype of, you know, being a guy or being an athlete, or it was just part of that.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and effect climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to have broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Should have called this the We Got Love for You edition. It's a happier, happy hour. We're rolling through it. Dom, do you know? I'm doing a little bonus radio tonight. I'm filling in for our friend Maggie Dawn. Yeah, she is at trial today, so I got late word. Hey, Crudy, can you just stick around for an extra hour? Sure. I love doing radio shows and, talking to the peoples at 844-967-2789. Although I'm not wiping the slate clean at 6. If you call during this show, you don't get a second crack at me. One and done.
All right. Good to know.
And Dom, just for the record, I'll be filling in for the Maggie Dawn show all week. So lots of bonus crudy on the radio.
Oh, really? Wow.
We'll see if that affects me on Thursday. Thursday is the studio show, but Friday is the party show. See how I set those up, Tom?
Yeah, Friday is normally a replay for Maggie, though. So,
Oh, we're not staying late on Friday. We'll be Oktoberfest on both the 15th this Friday and also the 29th. Chippewa Falls this Friday. Come see us up there past the Leinenkugel's Brewing Company. And, you know, we'll be at the Oktoberfest grounds in La Crosse, I suspect, Dom. I'll pin down a broadcast location. We'll be the super cool guys that are relatively sober relative to the crowd.
It is Oktoberfest.
It is Oktoberfest. 844-967-2789. The Fall in Love Devil's Advocates Hometown Tour 2023. Please join us at a party spot near you. Cindy from Appleton. We'll get to Appleton soon. Cindy, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cindy.
Good. I can't wait for you to get here. Anyway, I would just like to say that the Republicans are in the mood to derail democracy. They want to maintain their power. They want to waste taxpayer dollars, be general ass wipes. And the reason they pull this Wolf, Megan Wolf, and Janet Protasiewicz crap is because they just want to deflect us from all the really, you know, big important issues that matter. And it's just really getting sickening. And I can't even believe that a lot of the Republicans haven't just had enough of this crap.
Well, I think the people have, Cindy. Certainly, I can tell from your tone, you're a little done with it all. But Cindy, what would you rather we be talking about litigating or legislating here in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, how about preserving our wetlands, doing a wolf management plan that makes sense? How about some climate issues, saving our timberlands, getting rid of all this big agriculture, dealing with the PFAS issues, dealing with the alga blooms? I mean, the list goes on and on. Education, healthcare for all, you know, just like I say, the list goes on. I mean, there's so many bigger fish to fry, and we're wasting our time on this petty, crappy stuff that they just can't think of anything better to do to deflect. It's ridiculous.
I can tell you with the PFAS, Cindy, I don't eat the fish out of our waterways here in the state of Wisconsin anymore. I'll catch them. I'll put them back, but I won't eat them.
Yep.
Cindy, you have enumerated a number of issues I would rather litigate or legislate or perhaps
Discuss, argue about, right? Let's make a priority list. But what I didn't hear, Cindy, and thank you for the call and thank you for listening. How does that help Republicans raise money
or retain control over power indefinitely, despite the will of the voters?
I mean, you know, the voters. What do they know? You know, the Republicans, they know better than the voters. Better ideas, better candidates, rigged maps. We got this.
You know, that's the kicker one. Better ideas, better candidates, rigged maps. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. How you doing, fella?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I'll point out again, you know, as Dom reminded me today, is that Dan Cornell sent off a letter encouraging the vice president or, you know, Ron Johnson to participate in the fake electors thing. And once again, I'll point out, and that is an extension of the whole fake electors thing, and I'll point out that it's likely, in my non-lawyer opinion, a violation of the Constitution and Wisconsin Constitution under 14.2 of the Constitution, amendments of the Constitution, where it says, in any way abridged for a selection of electors for the presidency. And it also would be included is our choice of voting for a judicial candidate or any legislative candidate within the states, because that is a violation of that as well, because it says in any way abridged. And that kind of, you know, it gets pretty broad when you say that. And they're attempting to abridge the result of the election, which includes our right to vote, because we have the right to select our candidates. And they're clearly trying to upend the election and that in violating their oath to the Constitution, especially Knodel's effort, you know, with his sending a letter off saying encouraging the furtherance of the fake electors thing to the vice president or senator to do that, to delay the election. I mean, it's clear he's clearly part of the conspiracy. Let's point that out again, conspiracy. And let's look down in Louisiana. There was actually 39 people that the grand jury said should be indicted. But the attorney down there just said, I'll just indict 19 of them at this time. So the other 20 of them, unless they're cooperating and testifying, that an indictment could drop on them at any point in time as well.
Well, Lindsey Graham and Cleta Mitchell with ties to Wisconsin politics and bad governance. Well, I don't think they're cooperating at this point, Mark.
Drop the hammer on them. Drop the hammer on them all. And here in the state of Wisconsin as well, I mean, that Josh Call, you've got enough evidence out there to indict at least 11 people, if not 12, which would include Robin Voss and Fitzgerald. And with this, and Dan Canoda was a participant as well as in furtherance of that of the conspiracy.
Mark, I'm going to cut you off there. I have not seen what I would describe as criminality from Robin Voss, perhaps from Scott Fitzgerald when he was in state governance, because they let the false electors into the building. If this is a conspiracy, Fitzy was a part. Fitzy would have been a part, presumably. He would have acknowledged through his staffers and would have cooperated in the greater conspiracy, allowing them to come in and use a room secured by Fitzy and his staff. But, don't want to throw around criminality against Robin Voss.
Well, you can,
unless you can prove it.
It depends on how you read the Constitution. Thanks for the call, 844-967-2789. But my Wisconsin state senator, Dan Canoda. Well, he wasn't a state senator back in 2020. He was a state legislator. He was a state rep. And he beat Emily Segrist back in 2020.
Yep.
The very same election, right, that he put forth a letter signed by many other Republicans from Wisconsin to then Vice President Pence to delay the certification.
January 1st, 2021, ironically. Conspicuous in its timing.
Same guy who's leading the charge to what? Throw out Wisconsin Election Commissioner, Commission Administrator Megan Wolf, also leading the charge against what? Impeaching, perhaps, Justice Protasiewicz. Dan Canoda, in his own won his election in 2020. I won. I'm good. Good. I beat Emily Segrist. That's great. By like 1,000 votes. Love that election. Oh, my election was fine. But Trump's, that was rigged. And all you Republicans, y'all won your elections in 2020, but Trump's was rigged? Then how did you win? Was yours rigged too? The whole thing is just a terrible joke. It's embarrassing. And they keep going back to it because they can't let go because they know they're losing the argument.
844-967-2789. Trucker Dean up in Cadott today. Welcome. Dean, what do you got for us?
How you doing, guys?
Excellent.
I kind of put this Protasiewicz stuff all at the feet of Josh Call. I think if he would have started prosecuting the false electors, it would have put the rest of the Republicans back on their set them back on their heels a little bit and maybe think about doing crazy stuff before going along with all this and keeping up with all this goofy stuff.
Well, Trucker Dean, strategically, you're absolutely right. I mean, if they were defending themselves in a false elector conspiracy indictment scheme right now in the state of Wisconsin, I don't think they'd be quite so anxious to worry about impeaching Supreme Court justices. You're right. It would be a show of force, a show of strength, a show of law and order here, that no party, no man is above the law. But, Dean, they're acting like they are, and they're getting away with it mostly.
Yeah, they are. And it's time to stop all this. I did call. Well, I actually got an email, Josh Call, because you can't call him direct. And I emailed him, told him to get on the stick, but got no response.
No reply at all. No. Appreciate it, Trucker Dean. Keep her between the lines out there. Keep the hammer down. What are all the trucker things? Keep the rubber side down and smoke you off your ass. Eddie.
Yeah, and if you're in the hammer lane and someone comes up behind you, you have two options. You can speed up or you can move over. Those are the rules of the road.
Yes. If you're listening to our voices right now and you're in the left lane and you got more than one car sitting behind you, move over. What are you doing? Stop being my grandma. Move over.
I'm driving fast enough for everybody.
Dominic, I mentioned I'm going to fill in for Maggie Dawn today, so I'm sticking around beyond 6 o'clock, and I got to find guests joining me at 6:05 He is Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Mark Thompson.
Excellent.
And Mark hosts his own show here at 7 o'clock on Monday nights, the Paul Revere Show. Mark's a guy you're going to want to hear from today. We've talked quite a bit about what's gone on with Megan Wolf and perhaps what will happen to Janet Protasiewicz. And Tim Burns, a former Supreme Court candidate, has rolled out a lawsuit trying to block any impeachment action against Protasiewicz. And over on the Senate side, Megan Wolf, the Wisconsin Election Commissioner's administrator, they tried to move forward to kill her nomination that no one's actually seeking, except the Republicans. They're grabbing it. And they voted 3-1. We had Senator Mark Spreitzer on earlier. He was the one vote in support of Megan Wolf, opposed to today's action. But it could be up before the full Senate as early as Thursday. So try to keep you up to date here. And a lot of love going on because Devil's Advocates on a Fall in Love tour starting this Thursday. Going to Wausau on Thursday. We'll be in Chippewa Falls at the Oktoberfest on Friday. Hope to party with you soon. 844-967-2789. Bill from Muscadet, our favorite conservative from Muscadet. How you doing, Bill?
Yeah. Hey, Bill. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Thank you. I just want to say I appreciate the dialogue. And I pray every day for our leaders in this country. And I just think it's sad to have a president on a world stage that is obviously not all there.
Are we talking about Trump with Putin in Helsinki? Because that was really a troubling moment in history.
It was. It was very, very shameful, Bill. I agree.
It humbles me to see a president that is going downhill quickly, and his family puts him up there. And
you're implying Biden is deteriorating rapidly, Bill.
I'm not clear. I'm not clear. Let's talk about Biden. Are you talking about Trump or Biden? Because you're talking about a guy who's deteriorating rapidly. I mean, Trump's got 4 indictments. His kids. I mean, I don't know what's happening with the kids. I haven't seen him with his daughter since he left the White House. So, Bill, man, are you talking about Trump or you're talking about Biden?
I'm talking about the current president.
And that is?
Who is the current president?
I'm asking you, Bill. Just want to make sure we're on the same page, brother.
Oh, I just had a Joe Biden moment. I'm sorry.
See, I saw what you did there, Bill. Trying to be clever on us and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Bill, were you happy about the Packers win? Can we agree that the Bears still suck, Bill?
No, I think the Jets are going to suck.
So, but Aaron Rodgers is immunized. I thought he was your kind of guy, Bill. Kind of sticking it to the man by not getting fully vaccinated last season. Didn't you like that?
Well, I think he's got his options. I mean, it's still a free world, isn't it? Maybe I agree with him.
And maybe you don't.
But
maybe you do.
I hope the Bills hand it to him.
Yeah, we can agree on that one, Bill. Thanks, man.
Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. More love for you at 844-96-PARTY.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how. Everybody's joking now.
The Vec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy overnight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows level off around 52. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 63. Partly cloudy. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 46. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Low 60s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Upper 60s. Bright sunshine Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Our, well, my last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit me up right now at 844-967-2789. Crudy's going to stick around and fill in for the Maggie Dawn show. Make sure you stick around. Mark Thompson going to be his guest in the 6 o'clock hour. Crudy, want to throw out a quick headline for your consideration. 844-967-2789. Former President Donald Trump has made a legal motion formally asking D.C. District Judge Tanya Chutkan to recuse herself from the federal election charges against him. The Messenger reported on Monday. A key focus of the request, said the report, is commentary the judge made during the trial of Christine Priola, a Northern Ohio woman sentenced to 15 months in federal prison for her role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, which appeared to reference the former president. Here's the quote. "This was nothing less than an attempt to violently overthrow the government, the legally, lawfully, peacefully elected government by individuals who were mad that their guy lost. And the people who mobbed the Capitol were there in fealty, not to the ideals of this country, not to the principles of democracy. It's a blind loyalty to one person, by the way, who, by the way, remains free to this day." Trump's attorneys argue that that quote is an apparent prejudgment of guilt, by implying that Trump is free but should not be free. However, former federal prosecutor Joy Vance noted on X her opinion that this motion is probably not going to work. Her quote, "Unsurprising that he would do this seems unlikely to succeed. The case for refusing Judge Cannon in Florida would be far stronger, and so far the government has not chosen to bring it. The decision to recuse from a case ultimately rests with Chutkan herself, who will review the complaint and would be expected to use her own judgment on whether she can be impartial."
You know, like Janet Protasiewicz will.
Exactly.
Just saying. 844-967-2789. Our pal Rico from Rock County. Feeling the love, Rico. How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's going on, Rico?
Oh, yeah, brother. Feeling the love. Holy cow, what a performance that guy put on yesterday. He far exceeded any of my expectations, didn't he? And hey, did the defense show up? I think it was only seconds away from the end of the third quarter before they scored their first legit touchdown. And I guarantee today Justin Fields is thinking, oh, man, that hurts a little when I move like this.
You know, yeah. I think I was the first to predict a transfer of ownership from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love, the transfer deed to Chicago. Now Love owns their ass.
He's got the title now, man. He clearly took it over. 38 points? Come on, man.
Rico, I got to tell you, the whole state of Wisconsin feels better when the Packers win, especially when they crush the Bears like that, don't they? And it's happened, what, nine straight times? I mean, we're going on 30 years. If I was from Chicago, and I say this to our Chicago friends, I would not admit I was from there.
Come on. I'll tell you what, though. Justin Fields, that dude, I said, if he's going to continue to make a living like this in the NFL, he ain't going to last long.
Well, not with a 6-22 winning record as a starter, Rico. even by Chicago standards, that ain't great.
He can't make it up with volume.
1,100 yards. He had 1,100 yards last year, and it's like, really? He got 1,100 yards out of your quarterback. That tells me he's running for his life most of the time.
How depressing it must be to be a Chicago Bears fan. How depressing your life must be. Right, Kuchka? So sad. So sad. Another year.
There has been some grief. What, I have to tell
you. Did you hear during the telecast they talked about Polis, this new guy with the Bears organization, 2 years on the job, and he said, you know, we need to know we can win. We can't hope we can win. And I had heard a lot of hope coming out of Chicago. We have a lot of hope for the new season.
Hope and change.
Yeah. Well, how'd that work out for you or Barack Obama? Because I got to tell you, I don't know who plays a better defense. You know, Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan or Quay Walker in the Packers? He's a man. Quay Walker, he's a man.
Wasn't it always the 85 Bears, right? Was that the Super Bowl shuffle? Was
yeah.
Yes.
McMahon. Defense wins championships. That's what they say, Dom. 844-967-2789. Don't ask me how the Badgers did Saturday night.
How'd the Badgers do, Crudy?
We don't talk about the losses. It was a sad only loss. The wins.
Hey, it's only gambling when you lose, Crudy. Otherwise, it's a sure thing, baby.
I wasn't gambling, so it didn't really bother me. Here's the part I loved.
No, but when no one talks about the losing, man. You know, if you're a gambler, people go out, bet on this or bet on that, or went to the casino. You always hear about the winning, man. You always hear about the big fish. You never hear about the one that got away. You never hear about the big losses. Just keep doubling down, Crudy. That's all you got to do.
Is that how it works? Yeah. Didn't you and Jeff playing cards with me one night play that theory for hours? And yeah, one of you paid and one of you didn't.
I'm sure.
I thought we were. I didn't know we were playing for real. Then why would you do it for hours?
Right.
844-967-2789. CJ from Stoughton. I think you owe me some money. Where's my $2, CJ?
Hey, CJ.
No. Hey, guys. No, it's Dom's turn to buy. I remember that when I saw you guys last.
Well, man, PBR's for everybody.
I'd rather owe it to you forever, CJ, than never pay you, man.
You watched that Packer game last night, dude? Or yesterday afternoon? It kind of ended during the evening. Were you excited about the Jordan Love?
Yeah, it was awesome, but I'd like to remember the 2,977 Americans we lost, even though the president doesn't want to. And I think the previous caller, Crudy, was speaking about the, I guess, orchestrated press conference again, where he almost lost his cat. And the guy's a disaster. I know you guys want to not acknowledge him, and you don't want to just face the fact as a party that you won't even let your party campaign.
I won't let our party campaign. What are you talking about, CJ? And listen, I've laid it out for you before, man. If Joe Biden was weakened at Bernie's, I'd still vote for him over any Republican that the fascist mega put forward, dude. Do you understand that? If I say it more than once, will you believe me then? It doesn't matter. Your party, your mega is so backwards and upside down and fascistic. No freaking way, man. I'd vote for a dead man before I voted for anybody the Republicans are putting forward.
CJ, your call, just for the record. I will not be taking your call when I fill in for Maggie Dawn next. You've burned it. I want to get it out now. I will be filling in for our pal Maggie Dawn. I got a fine guest, I believe, Mark Thompson, Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, attorney at law. He's looking for a link. We'll get it to him right away. We will have him. At 6:06. And then Mark Thompson does his own fine show. It's called the Paul Revere Show. If you haven't heard it, tonight would be a great night to listen. He's going to have some opinions on the Megan Wolf, I suspect. Stick around the Maggie Dawn Show with a capable fill-in, I hope.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media News app. I'm Mark.